Welcome back to the Identity Theft Resource Center's weekly breach breakdown, supported by Centrelink. This is the episode for the second week of April 2024, and I'm James Lee, the ITRC's COO. Each week on this podcast, we look at the most recent events and trends related to data security and privacy. This week, we dive into what happened with data compromises in the first 3 months of the year. As you may recall, we ended 2023 with the highest number of publicly reported data compromises in a single year since the ITRC started tracking breach notices in 2005. All forms of compromises, including breaches where personal information was stolen, totaled 3,203, a 72% increase over the previous record high set back in 2021. As with most years, there is a drop-off from Q4 to Q1 in terms of compromises, and that's true this year too. But, and you knew there was going to be one, when you consider the first quarter of the year is usually the lowest in terms of compromises, and that the volume of notices in Q1 this year is nearly double the number from the same period in 2023, then it's clear that the runaway breach train is still on the track. Even more troubling is the fact that the number of cyber attack-related breach notices without information about the root cause accelerated in Q1 2024 to more than two-thirds of notices, 68% to be precise. In Q1 2023, that percentage was 44%. Attacks increased across 15 of 17 industries tracked by the ITRC. Financial services displaced healthcare as the most attacked industry in Q1. However, healthcare remained at the top spot for industries represented in the list of top 10 compromises for the quarter. Not all the news is bad in the Q1 analysis. The number of victims dropped 72% compared to Q1 2023. In fact, Q1 represents the fewest number of people impacted by data compromises in any quarter since the first 3 months of 2022, but one victim is still one victim too many. Here are a few other highlights from the Q1 data breach analysis. Data compromises reported in Q1 2024 totaled 841. That includes 642 cyber attacks, 85 compromises caused by system or human errors, and 11 physical attacks, impacting an estimated 28.5 million victims. That total number of compromises is a 90% increase over the same quarter in 2023 and a 108% increase over Q1 2022. The number of organizations impacted by supply chain attacks more than tripled in Q1 2024 compared to the same period in 2023. 50 new attacks in the quarter impacted 243 different organizations and 7.5 million victims compared to 73 entities and 11 million victims in Q1 last year. We've talked a lot about how publicly traded companies regulated by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission and those regulated by the Federal Communications Commission are now under new cybersecurity and breach reporting requirements. So it's logical to think that maybe the number of reported compromises is just a function of more reporting, not an actual rise in attacks. However, only 75 of the 841 entities reporting a compromise in Q1 were actually subject to the new regulations. That's a 9% rate that is consistent with the overall number of publicly traded companies versus non-public and non-profit entities, and consistent with the full year rate in 2023. Regular followers know the ITRC believes the number of victims is drifting lower because identity criminals are launching more targeted attacks that are vastly different from the mass attacks of the late 2010s. However, more breaches with fewer people impacted does not mean individuals or businesses can reduce their level of diligence. Our advice? Businesses and consumers need to continue to practice good password hygiene and transition to passkeys as soon as possible. There's a lot more information in the full Q1 data breach analysis, which you can find on our website, idtheftcenter.org/publications. If you want to know more about how to secure your personal or business information, or if you think you have already been the victim of an identity crime, speak with an ITRC expert advisor on the phone, chat live on the web, or exchange emails during our normal business hours. Just visit idtheftcenter.org to get started. Thanks again to Centrelink for supporting this podcast and the ITRC. Check out our sister podcast, The Fraudian Slip, for a discussion with the Internal Revenue Service about the kind of tax scams that can happen any time of the year, not just around April 15th. We'll be back here next week with a new episode of the Weekly Breach Breakdown. Until then, thanks for listening.